missionary to the high schoolers of Chico, Don Spencer.
Good evening. Thank you. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. That's been the story of my life. Not always the right way, but learning the hard way sometimes that when I do delight myself in him, that he will give me the desires of my heart. Mrs. Orth's fourth grade class, I remember it well. I don't remember very many things out of my childhood. But my parents, who are here tonight, had raised me in the Lord and taken me to church and given me opportunity to know him and exemplified that for me in my life, and I appreciate that. And Mrs. Orth's fourth grade class, probably the first paper that I was ever required to write, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" Not knowing what I was talking about or even what I was thinking, my paper was, "I want to be a pastor when I grow up." And I looked back, I figured that out a few years ago. I looked back and go, that's kind of weird. Am I out of time yet? I can't tell you exactly why. I can remember some of the pastors in my life, and they weren't super influential in my life, but I guess they must have put an impression on me. But I think really what it is the Lord began to put desires in my heart. It was the Lord, amen. I mean, and when something good's in our heart, James chapter 1 says that every good and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation nor shadow of turning. And you've experienced that. If there's anything good in us, it's from the Lord. Now you may be going, how did they let a guy like that become a pastor? Well, it hasn't happened yet. I still could really mess this up. That was my fear all the last couple of weeks, is they said, hey, what are you doing, you know, the 15th? Getting fired. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And that was a desire that burned inside of me. I mean, hardcore for a long time. I rebelled for many years through junior high and high school. No wonder I'm called to serve in the high school ministry. I was my own youth pastor's worst nightmare. I mean, you guys have never come close to the things that I did to my youth pastor. I mean, combined. And I remember one day asking my youth pastor, when I did finally come back to the Lord, I'd met my beautiful wife, Lisa. Before we were married, we went to a youth group together. And I asked him, for some reason, I guess it was rekindled in my heart, you know, after I came back to the Lord, what does it take to be a pastor? What do you have to do? And I'm grieved to tell you this. He started talking about getting your education, going and get your general ed out of the way. And I was crushed. I was so crushed. I gave up right then and there. And though I was faithless, though I didn't have what it took to believe that God was going to fulfill that desire in my heart, God took that desire and he put it in his back pocket. And he began to train me. And he began to take my life and to mold it and to shape it. I think I've been going to Calvary now for probably, I remember the day that I stood on the steps with my wife in front of the Veterans Hall. And I said, hey, Pastor Sam, we've been going here about a year. What can we do? What can we do? And from that time on, we never looked back. We never looked back. It's never been slow at all from that time on. Amen? I mean, my wife knows. And I'll tell you what. If God can use me, if God can use an old, foul-mouthed, rotten, rotten, I'll just leave it at that. You don't want me to expound. You guys all know what rotten is. I mean, if God can use somebody like me to be a minister and to be a servant to people, then he can use any of you. It's his faithfulness. It's his call on my life. And he gave me that call. And he said, you're going to be a servant. And the truth is, all of you are called to be servants, as Pastor Sam shared out of Matthew 28:19. We're all called to go and make disciples. When I went after my own way and made my own career and became successful in the world, after I'd forgotten about that little call in fourth grade, and I got discouraged about what my youth pastor told me when I was 18 or 19, and I just forgot about it, I went headlong into the world and did the best I could in that area. Then God said, no, I'm not finished with you. Time out. That's just to teach you patience. That's just to teach you that you need to serve me no matter where you are. And so if you work as a plumber or as an auto mechanic or as some executive in some tower somewhere, there's not many towers in Chico, but, you know, or you serve ice cream or coffee down at the local coffee house, God has called you to be a missionary, to be a minister, to be a servant. And that's what you got to remember, that it's his faithfulness, not you. Delight yourself also in the Lord. And I began to find that my desires were no longer mine. My dreams began to disappear, and they began to become new dreams. And God took those desires that were old and decrepit and of the world, and he began to wash those out by the water of his word, Ephesians 5. And he began to give me new desires. And that's our Lord. That's what he does. And this is the verse that Pastor Bud, who's coming up to hook me right off the stage right now. Delight yourself also in the Lord. Morning Thunder Cafe, you remember you told me this? I was whining about not being a pastor yet. And he shall give you the desires of your heart. And it was several years from the time that I found out that I probably was going to be a pastor. It was several hard, hard years until it happened. But you stick in there. When God has called you to do something, he's going to complete it. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. You delight yourself in him, and he'll fulfill the desires of your heart. He'll give them to you and fulfill them. He's faithful. Amen?
Amen. I knew it would never work. You guys don't have any place to go, right? Good. Okay. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just come before you now. And God, you know how much I love Don. What a blessing he's been in my life. And to watch you take him from being a guy who couldn't even get in your word for 5 minutes a day to being a man of your word. Lord, you have truly done this work in him. And I pray that, Lord, as we acknowledge his ordination by you, Lord, that you would open doors to him in this community. Lord, that you would open the hearts of the high school students and the young people, Lord, who are lost and running around with no purpose or chasing after those things that bring no fulfillment, Lord, that you would open their ears, Lord, to the message that Don has to bring. Your message, your grace, your goodness. Fill him with your spirit, Lord. Empower him, God, to live a life of holiness and righteousness before these young people. Fill him with your love, Lord, and your gentleness, your tender mercies, Lord, as he serves this church and, Lord, as he serves you. We thank you for him. We thank you for the call. We ask your blessing upon him now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.